The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Lord, you.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph, too, went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in the region living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly hosts with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Are there no prisons, workhouses for these children? These are the institutions I support. You all know I have a great affection for Ebenezer Scrooge. And it goes all the way back to my great uncle, my Uncle Frankie. One time I was very, very little. Whenever Frankie would come into a room, he would grumble, "Are there no prisons?" When I was very small, he terrified me to death. But as I grew, I would look forward to it. We all would. We'd laugh and giggle and want him to do it all over again. In fact, I'm going to call my cousin Steve tomorrow, and I guarantee he will see who it is on the phone, and he will answer, "Are there no prisons?" And my response, "Are there no workhouses for these children?" I love Scrooge. I don't love the man he is at the beginning of A Christmas Carol. I love the man that we find at the end of the story. At the beginning, he's an isolated guy, selfish, bitter. At the end, he's a man filled with joy and love. No longer alone, that night with the spirits changed him. It is a story of conversion and redemption. He takes a journey with the spirits. He's no longer the same man. He's transformed. All of us here are invited to take a very, very similar journey. Not with spirits, although parents, you're allowed one or two tonight. But with an understanding that this isn't just a cute celebration. This feast is a definitive statement from God. You are worthy. I love you. You are redeemable. I believe in you. Here, I gift you with my very self. I gift you with love incarnate. Embrace the gift. Embrace love incarnate. I share in your humanity. Now share in my divinity. The last lines of A Christmas Carol are my favorite. And I love the description of Scrooge. And it's a wonderful prayer for all of us that this night will transform us as well. Because when faced with a love so deep, a love so great, we cannot help but respond. And so what will our response be? Will we get warm fuzzies and change for a day? Or will we allow this feast to transform us to the core of our being for the rest of our lives? He was a better friend, a better master, a better man than any was known in the whole city. And it was said of him that he knew how to keep Christmas well, if any man alive had the knowledge. May it be said of all of us. And as Tiny Tim observed, God bless us, everyone.